Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Ellie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass, and this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Thanks for being here today. We're going to talk about Falcons in a moment, but apparently we need to have a family meeting and have an intervention.
Yeah, we do. We've spent a couple of moments in the last few weeks talking about whether or not Bo is a hoarder, and it is absolutely proven to be true that he is a hoarder.
How?
I have spent, first of all, I took a table out of your office the other day because I wanted more room. And you know, like, do you know how much stuff is in your office right now that has absolutely no business being in there? And I mean none.
Like what?
There's
like
a hoverboard in there on the floor. Yeah. In a box that literally has been in that box on the floor in your office since I got this job.
Well, yeah, it's cool.
There's also a box of, is it propane? What is that in there on the floor? Is that gasoline?
I think it's mixed fuel.
Two-cycle something.
Yeah, I think it's mixed fuel.
What in God's name? Why do you have that in your office?
Well, somebody had it, and they were cleaning it out.
So why isn't it at home or, like, being used or, I don't know, given away?
What if the apocalypse hits?
Have you ever used the hoverboard in there? This has been there. I know. I've been here
more than
2.5 years.
But then they banned him from us using him up here.
Yeah, I've been here more than 2.5 years. This has all still been in his office. He doesn't get rid of anything. It's just everything imaginable is in his office on the floor.
Everything in that office could be used at some point.
Could be. Has not been.
The problem is when you get like the slightest validation when you hoard stuff like this, like he did last week with the refrigerator. And he had those coolers.
That's right. Good memory.
And he'd been saving those coolers for years. It paid off one time. And how many years have you been getting these freezer coolers?
Couple years.
So it paid off one time, and that's going to last him the rest of his life. Man. It worked out that one time.
That's how hoarding starts. Yeah. I'm just saying. Do what you want to do, but you're a borderline hoarder.
Well, where would I have been if I didn't have that?
You just would have bought another
cooler. You would have bought another cooler.
Yeah, so I didn't have to buy. I saved
Which
me money.
Which are, what, $5 at the store?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't buy. I don't just buy any cooler.
Like a
the
styrofoam
foam
one?
Cooler is what you use. So, yeah, anyways, that's another conversation.
I'm just
for
saying, look, it works out for me.
I just went and took the ring lights in there that you were discoing to a minute ago, and I just laid them down. I'm like, why am I putting these on top of a hoverboard? What's this hoverboard in here for, dude? It's just crazy to me.
I have openly said that is our office. Yes, it's mine, technically, but it's ours. Like, it's for y'all's use, and so I give you guys free reign.
I am appreciative of that.
But don't
so
throw
do
anything.
I have free reign to throw away your hoverboard?
No.
Or take it home or something?
You can buy
we
it
would
me.
All three of us would probably have a lot more room in there if you'd get rid of half the crap you
have. Okay, but y'all refuse to go in there.
That's not
like,
true.
You don't, look, here's the deal. We can do a cleaning out together. And we'll discuss what we're throwing away.
I'm just going to wait till you're at another away game and I'm here working on a Sunday and I'm just going to go through all that stuff and get rid of it. And you're going to be like, what? Where'd all my stuff go? I'm like, dude, name what you're missing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah, you don't want me around on a purge day. There was a decade of my life where I was moving every single year. And so I'm very good at throwing things away. Yeah. I have no emotional attachment to material things.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, that sounded that gave off a little bit of a threat right there, bud. Yeah. You might want to, you know.
Well, she's already mad at me, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I cut her off earlier in the break.
Let's talk about the Falcons and this Panthers game. So we've had a few losses in a row here. We want to turn this around.
Couple few. No, I think it was interesting. We went to break a minute ago talking about Mr. Yo bringing up the fact that we have the Rams offense. And this is something we kind of hit on a few weeks back. I'll bring it back up again because Bo mentioned it's a Jon Snow style of offense. Kind of, you know, a couple different things have come together to make this. I think of it more of a Frankenstein offense.
Mm-hmm.
And we run Arthur Smith's wide zone, and it's because of Dwayne Ledford. That's what our offensive line has been designed around. 300-pound, 305-pound, maybe 310-pound offensive linemen that are athletic, can climb to the next level and latch onto linebackers, and you can run wide zone. We started cut blocking a little bit more last week. Wide zone all comes from the tree, the Shanahan tree, which is McVay's kind of an offshoot of that. We utilize Sean McVay's passing concepts. We don't do anything up front the way Sean McVay does it. And that's, listen, that's a sign of good coaching for the most part. And I'm talking about Sean McVay, where you take the pieces you have and you take all that and you kind of put it together and you say, what can we do well? Well, Matthew Stafford can go from under center. They're going to run a lot of things from under center. They've got these big guards that I think Jonah Jackson may be one of them. They've got 330-pound guards where you can move people off the line of scrimmage. You can run duo. You can run double team concepts. You can actually get movement up front. And that's what they do. They go under center. They run duo. They get movement. They've got good blocking tight ends. And they can get movement, and they can play action off of that because it's a vertical run game. It's north and south, right? Kyren Williams is good at it as well. And that's how they've pieced that together. Arthur Smith has gone completely opposite route. Right? Arthur Smith still wants to go wide zone, but he's got bigger backs, right? They're comfortable. Aaron Rodgers is comfortable going out of shotgun. They run things out of shotgun. They even run wide zone out of shotgun, which I wish we'd do. They run a toss concept out of wide zone with the backs they have up there. So it's a beautiful thing. And they've implemented passing concepts that Aaron Rodgers is comfortable with. It's an Aaron Rodgers passing game up there with Arthur Smith essentially calling the run game. But he has bigger linemen up there and can do different things. So, yeah, it's kind of Frankenstein together. And it's what you should do as a coach. The problem is that the way we are constructed, and it's the problem I've had since the beginning of the year and last year, is that when you have linemen that are lighter in the pants and they are athletic, quote-unquote, then your screen game should be good, your draw game should be good, your toss game should be good. Like all these other components that should go along with lighter, more athletic offensive linemen, we don't do any of it. We don't do any of it. We try to run duo, which is what the Rams run, and we're way too light to run duo. We don't get any push, and we get blown up in the backfield. It's mind-boggling.
How much more versatile as an offense could you – and this is going to sound like I'm picking on one player, and whatever. I'm sick of having to talk around that player anyways. How much more versatile could your offense be if you actually had a tight end that could block as tight end one? And I mean a guy that – where there was – everybody wants to complain about, well, every time Charlie Warner goes in motion, we know he's running. Well, because you have to. Like, there's, and I'm not trying to make excuses for the OC, but you think he's going to move Kyle Pitts in motion and let him try to run block? No, because he can't. And so you're so hamstrung with some of the personnel. And I'll go back to, you want to talk about the smaller offensive line was what Kyle Shanahan did when he was here, and it's never changed.
Yeah.
Because you went and if people don't remember, but 2015, you brought in two brand new guards. You brought in Andy Levitre, and you brought in, and I can't even remember the right guards.
I know. Is it Chandler? What was his name? I can see his face.
He came from Washington.
Yeah, he did.
And he was injured on and off in 2015. And in 2016, he was healthy the entire year. It was actually his last year as a pro. And then he left. But you brought in these smaller guards, and everything was built. And you've stuck with wide zone ever since. Because then you went in, you ran it with Sark. You drafted Lindstrom and McGarry to run, right? So you have constructed. Somebody hit me up about, why would I pay Bijan $30 million when you can't run block? Well, you can run block. you're an offense that at one point in time was top three in rushing, and you've hit some struggles now. But it's not like you can't run block. It's just that it is a teams, you start having success and teams start doing like they did late in the game with the Colts. They start run blitzing. And now because you don't have a tight, you're predictable when you try to block with it. So it's just part of how it's built. Well,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
There's no components to it that are complementary of one another. That's the issue. Like, if that's what you're going to do, then do that. But you have to have counters. And we've done a better job the last couple of weeks trying to run counter plays. But even our counter plays aren't really built off wide zone. They're just counter steps in the backfield, and you take off going the other direction, and everybody else is just kind of running wide zone. There's no bootlegs to it. Bootlegs got to be – zone reads got to be something. Like, when you do these concepts and you do what Dwayne Ledford has tried to do – Then that's the direction you go. This whole thing with Dwayne Ledford reminds me of the game telephone. Mm-hmm. Like, right, once you get all the way around the circle and you get far enough from the origin of the statement, it sounds a lot different. Dwayne Ledford's never coached Kyle Shanahan. Dwayne Ledford didn't coach Sean McVay. Dwayne Ledford's the one in charge of the run game, though. And it's like he has filtered it through Arthur Smith and, you know, Mike Malarkey and all these other pieces that kind of come all the way down and done it his way. And then you try to say, oh, well, that's the Shanahan tree and things like that. But it's gotten so far away from the origin that I don't know if he has all the answers to what we're supposed to be doing that complements that run game. Mike Shanahan was doing this 30 freaking years ago with Terrell Davis. And everything we're trying to do right now looks nothing like that. It's all the way down to the technique the linemen use on wide zone now. It's not wide zone. It's mid zone. We're running mid zone because it's a cutback the minute we snap the ball. So we went way deep in the weeds. We probably shouldn't have, but that's just how I feel.
Well, there's other things. I know we're not going to get to it today because we're pretty much up against it. This segment's over and we got one more segment. I really want to get into the conversation about why do people automatically assume if a player isn't developing to the rate they want it, that it's automatically coaching sucks. Coach is not doing their job. And I mean that with Penix. Penix is not, for some reason, this fan base's expectations are far ahead of his, really to me, the process and the timeline of a development of an NFL quarterback. And because this fan base is out in front of it, their expectations are quicker than the actual development and timeline of development of a NFL quarterback, not just this one. It's automatically the coaching is the failure. Yeah. And I think maybe your expectations are the problem.
Yeah. Just got a text, and I know that Dylan said it. Did you say it already? Chris Chester,
yes. And that's it. And he was here in 15. He just wasn't healthy. And then in 16, he and Levitre were both healthy. Alex Mack's there. Boom. Everything takes off.
Yeah. Shout out to my guy JB that texted me that too because I couldn't remember.
Tomorrow we will flip it. It's going to be the Falcons offense against the Panthers defense. We'll size up those matchups. But coming up next, apparently – you need some shade of red to be in the top five when it comes to the college football playoff rankings. We've got that, and we've got a life of squid.
How old? How old is too old for your mom to still spank you?
Okay.
Hey, you got that next. Morning Show, Sports Radio 99 The Game and
The Odyssey.
Yo.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.